Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting before the computer in a little home office today. We're ready to share this message with you that we've worked on throughout the morning, and in fact, some last night. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again on this rather dreary Tuesday morning here in Lancaster County when we're preparing it, we want to encourage you. The message today is titled, Formed at God's Command. You'll hear those very words in our scripture text today from Hebrews 11, verse 3.
By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
What do you think of when you see or eat a peanut? I often think of George Washington Carver. One of my most memorable childhood trips was going to the National Monument where George Washington Carver is honored in southwest Missouri. And I suppose I also like George Washington Carver because he has the same name as my grandpa, George Washington Steincross.
Well, George Washington Carver was born into slavery, orphaned as an infant, and traded for a broken-down racehorse. He had all kinds of excuses to fail and be bitter.
Yet he grew up with a faith and love for God and an appreciation of nature that would sustain him through his entire life. His forte was the peanut, and he was a pioneer in the field of chimergy, or perhaps that's pronounced chimergy, a branch of applied chemistry that is concerned with preparing industrial products from agricultural raw materials. He once testified before the Senate Agricultural Committee, saying that he got his knowledge of peanuts from the Bible. Asked what the Bible said about peanuts, he replied, "The Bible does not teach anything regarding the peanut, but it told me about God, and God told me about the peanut."
Well, I especially appreciate Carver's outlook in life. He was able to see the hand of God in nature. He certainly believed in intelligent design and an intelligent designer. Carver said, "I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour, if we will only tune in." As a devout Christian, Carver considered his laboratory God's little workshop.
I read this in an encyclopedia concerning Carver's faith, and I'm quoting here. God and science were both areas of intrigue, not warring ideas in the mind of George Washington Carver. While contemporary scientific endeavors may practice methodological naturalism, an approach which believes the universe to be unguided or chaotic, Carver reasoned that the God who created the universe also created the rules by which it was governed. He was opposed to the scientific theory of evolution and believed the creation of the world to be the biblical creation account from the book of Genesis verbatim. He would testify on many occasions that his faith in Jesus was the only mechanism by which he could effectively pursue and perform the art of science. End quote.
Well, I believe God is still speaking today through his creation, and one of the keys to a positive, faith-filled outlook in life is to tune into his voice. In the daily verse, the word understand translates a word that means to exercise the mind, to observe.
I once again affirm today, Brooksine does so with me, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
Let's pray together. Father, we long to hear your voice, which gives us direction, affirmation, conviction, reproof, and comfort. Help us with the spiritual exercise of observing how you are working in our own heart and in the lives of those around us. And we especially need to observe the ways you are present in the daily grind of life. The daily routine can easily squeeze out those special sightings of your glorious presence and supernatural workings where you make visible that which is not seen with human eyes, but only through the eyes of faith. Faithful and true God, just as you formed the universe with your own hands, you also shape the human heart with your own spirit. bringing it into conformity to your will for our lives. Help us to surrender ourselves fully to you so that we are among those who have supernatural faith, which makes us confident of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see with human eyes. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have, as typical, some additional materials on the site today. It's on the website the 27th of November, 2007. Otherwise, just go back in the archives. We have more than the usual amount of songs selected today that we feel reinforce our message that are just available as a link to another file on the web. The two songs, I think I actually picked three songs today, but one with several versions is How Great Thou Art. And I found one on YouTube that is George Beverly Shea singing that song that I understand that he first made famous in America back in the 50s. And he's 98 years old when he sang it in May of this year at some type of function for Billy Graham. And I have some other versions of that song as well as the song God of Wonders, and I believe another one up as well, that as I was seeking for music to reinforce that just seemed to come to my heart. We also have several photos up on the site today. Another one, in fact, of my friend Doris High of a sunset here in Lancaster County that prompted the message, her blog site, as well as a photo of George Washington Carver, and if you're interested, even of a peanut. Well, thank you again for joining us today. I also have, by the way, some links to other materials about George Washington Carver for those that want to dig deeper into a life committed to Christ and lived well. Blessings to you today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.